Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Bravender, a web yeshiva, bringing you the Nach Yomi podcast, Tehillim, Perek Samach Vav 66. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva. Chapter 66 continues some of the themes that we've heard before. The relationship between tefillah, which is our responsibility, and neder. And neder, which again, is a concomitant responsibility. So the mizmor begins, Lamanatzeach, Shir Mizmor, Hariu Lelokim, Kol Haaretz. That even though the mizmor is being said in the context of the Beit HaMikdash, Lamanatzeach, where there is a Manatzeach, and it comes with the code words Shir and Mizmor. Nevertheless, the Mizmor itself turns to Kol Haaretz. All the people in the land have to create this wondrous sound for God, the true Ah. Right, the true Ah. This Mizmor ends the section beginning with Pasuk Ted Zayin, tells us some interesting things about the relationship between tefillah and neder. As you know, tefillah often contains bakasha. There's a need. There's a, not so much a minor need, but a perceived general need for which we have a responsibility to turn from, which gives us this responsibility of turning to God. If we find that we are answered, that the responsibility, our side, our responsibility has been fulfilled, and in heaven that there is a response, generally that itself engenders a neder, a kind of giving back part of what we have received, which we learned originally, of course, from Kayin v'Hevel. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk Ted Zayin, L'chu Shim'u V'Asapra. Listen, Shim'u V'Asapra. Listen to what I tell you. Listen to my words. The words, the sipur, is the connecting of tefillah to an event. Tefillah always builds on the past, which we call shevach, the praise of God. The praise of God is always about something. And hodayah that comes at the end of the tefillah, which is thanksgiving, which also comes about something specific. L'chu shim'u v'asapra kol yirei elokim. I call to you all those who fear God, who understand about tefillah and what it is I'm about to say. Asher asa lenafshi. I will tell you all the things that God did for my soul, my life, my being. So that this is actually the formulation of tefillah itself. I daven for myself to God. I daven to be seen and heard by others so that they should understand what tefillah is. And in fact, tefillah is something that we learn about by imitation. We imitate people who daven. We listen to them. We watch them. We hear what they say. And the Pasuk says, L'chu shim'u v'asapra asher asa. I will tell you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for me. Elecha elav pi karata, karati, to him my mouth called out. Right? I had this problem. I was in distress. I called out to God. Ikshiv bikol tfilati. And in response, God listened to the sound of my tefillah. So we learn again that tefillah is connected to some specific event. Tefillah is performed with words, right? With words about that specific event. It could be a plea, and it could be again thanksgiving. Elav pi karati, and then viromeim tachad lishoni. Romeim is a word that probably means room, high up. I spoke of the grandeur of God. In other words, I'm able to translate the words in reality, or the reality of things, into words about God. So that tefillah itself, the words of the tefillah that I say, represent or reflect the fact that I've absorbed an integrated reality within myself, and I understand very clearly that it is a divine gift, the reality that I live in. So Romain, I find words of praise for Hashem. Tachat lishoni. They come out of my mouth. Aven imra'iti bilibi. Pasuk 18. Aven imra'iti bilibi. Aven is a transgression. Imra'iti bilibi, if in my heart if there is in my heart a reason to transgress, lo yishma Hashem, God will not pay any attention. Lo yishma Hashem. Don't listen. In other words, the davener has to recognize the fact that his thanksgiving obligates him to a korban, so to speak, which could also be called a neder. In other words, we're not just takers. We're not just the helpless who turn to God for some sort of salvation. But we are integrated within the divine plan somehow. And if we take, we have to give. Aven imra'iti bilibi lo yishma adoshem. Don't listen to my prayer if in some way in my heart I'm not willing to pay the price, to bring the neder, to pay the gift that I was obliged to bring and to pay. Pasuk Yotet Achein Shama Elokim. Achein, in fact, God heard my prayer. Shama Elokim. Ikshiv Bikol Tfilati. God listened, right, when I davened, to his voice. If I davened out loud, when I said the words, when I mentioned the event, when I found myself not withdrawing from reality and meditating on a lonely mountain someplace, but responding to the reality which had to be fixed. I knew that it had to be fixed. I knew that we had to move on in history. Baruch Elokim, asher lo hasir tefilati v'chasdo me'iti. Baruch Elokim. Baruch is the word that's used for the bracha. Baruch Elokim. Baruch means that shefa, abundance, comes pouring out from heaven upon me. And therefore I say, God is Baruch. God is the owner of the abundance, so to speak. Baruch Elokim, asher lo hasir tefilati v'chasdo me'iti. Who did not remove, who did not deny me the tefillah, the bakashah, and chasdo. Chesed means I recognize the fact that it all comes from God as a result of His will, and not because I deserve the goodness that God has brought to me. So that tefillah again becomes part of the way a person is supposed to be. Tefillah is not an option. It's a response to reality. I look around and I see everything could be better. And I can't make it all better on my own. Having looked around, I say, this is the opportunity for prayer. Now I have to do it. Now I have to do prayer. Now you know that according to the Gro, we say this Mizmor on the sixth day of Pesach, as the Shir Shel Yom. And that's probably because in Pasuk Vav, the Mechaber mentions, Hafach Yam LaYabasha. That's what happened at the time of Kriyat Yam Suf. The waters became dry land. Banahar Ya'agru Baragel. This happened at the time of Yoshua bin Nun, so that the Jordan split, right? Benhar Ya'avru Beragel. Sham Nismecha Bo. Yam Kriyat Yam Suf, at the time of Kriyat Yam Suf, Samachnu Bo. We were happy with God. And that, of course, is talking about Shirat HaYam. So that explains why the Gro thought that this perek should clearly be associated with the days of Pesach. And the sixth day was the day that he felt was the most appropriate. But for us again, it emphasizes the fact that tefillah, which is always thanksgiving and hodayah, thanksgiving and hodayah for what the good things that happened. But also, bakasha. In Shirat HaYam, even though we say, look what happened. Vayasem et hayam lecharava. The sea became dry land. That's what happened. And that's a good reason to daven. But when we davened, we say, Mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha. We start thinking about what we have to do, what has to be done, the building of the Beit HaMikdash. So that tefillah is a response always to the good situation that was created, to the goodness, to the chesed that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the shevach and the hodayah of the tefillah. But that always engenders bakasha. And bakasha doesn't just mean I have a small personal issue. But bakasha means bakasha means there's something that has to be fixed. There's something that has to be straightened out. And I recognize the fact that I have responsibility. Pasuk Yud Chet Aven. Imra'iti b'libi lo yishma, Hashem. I understand very well that I have a responsibility / to make a neder, some sort of an oath, to return to God that which is God's Kayin and Hevel. And then I can say, Baruch Elokim. That is the essence of the tefillah. The goodness all comes from God. Asher lo yisir tefillati v'chasdo me'iti. Who gave me this opportunity to continue to daven, and who showered me with chesed from above.